Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
And Alicia Dixon and Graham Norton are joining Ukrainian singer Julia Sinina as part of the presenting team for Eurovision. The song's contest being held in Liverpool as last year's winners Ukraine can't host it there.
But that means he won't be in the booth doing the commentary.
They'll give that to Ryland, Scott's mate, yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, he's good at it, yeah, yeah.
But Graham Norton, because like, we just got used to it not being Terry Wogan, and then we got, oh, it's Graham Norton's really good.
Ryland also does the semi-finals, so Graham Norton only ever done the final, so
right.
Ryland used to do his job at the semi-finals.
So he'll just do the final, he'll just do that whole thing.
I think Jonathan Ross should do it.
That'd be good.
I think he'd be good, Jonathan Ross.
Doesn't Scott Mills do it sometimes?
You and Scott should do it.
Yes.
That would be good fun.
Who do we write to?
The BBC.
Okay, I'll do that. Dear the BBC.
We would like a job, please. Thank you.
No, you've got to always do that. Hope you're okay, I'm okay.
Oh, hope you're okay, I'm okay. Can we have a job, please?
That's it.
Weather.
An overcast and showery afternoon continues across much of Essex. Temperatures on your Big Drive Home still reaching 10 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
How to make it all about you and not the team.
Oh, like, yeah, no, of course.
Oh.
I mean, I hope that they really concentrate on the Champions League this year and really go and strive to win it.
And not worry about the league.
Not worry about the league.
It's gone,
the Premier League's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Don't worry about it.
Thank you, Stevie. You've got some football knowledge you want to part on us before we go.
Listen, Blackburn won the Premier League. RB Leipzig, yeah. Are they any good?
They're all right. They're not as good as Man City. That Man City should be comfortable then. But then I thought Liverpool did well last night. Well. So
look how that turned out.
Yeah, look at Joe Kinch's face. The Liverpool result last night was awful. We've not ribbed him at all about it. I've not mentioned it.
I didn't mention it.
3, 2, 1, 1, go. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, Wednesday, Big Drive Home midway through the week with Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero. Get us underway afternoon.
Radio Essex.
Wednesday, midway through the week already. Any crazy stories around, I hear you say? Well, yes, there is. Police have given a pig named Elvis Pigsley a ride home.
Elvis Pigsley's good.
That's the name of the pig, Elvis Pigsley. Police have given him a ride home after he escaped from his home. So he's in his house, in his pig house, and he's bolted. It's just wandered off.
That's mental.
Just wandered off. So the police department received a call from a concerned local after a pig who they described as looking cold had been spotted on a snow-covered road in Alaska.
In Alaska?
This wasn't an English story, is it? No, it's an Alaskan story. I was thinking, what, has he escaped from Essex? And he's like, yeah. Oh, it's cold here, isn't it? I feel like I've been walking for miles.
I've been walking for a long time.
He had
blue suede shoes on.
So. He was fighting with his blue suede shoes. He was frozen in Alaska, which means it lasts longer because you can put them in the fridge, can't you? The freezer. They last forever, then.
They do, yeah.
We got a call from a concerned citizen regarding a pig in Alaska standing on the side of the road.
Freezing.
Who looked cold. While many were elated to see that Elvis had returned home in one piece, his owner... It's not happy. Revealed the pig is something of an escape artist. He's got form.
He does it all the time.
She revealed that the pig had fled through the home gate during a light snowstorm. He liked the snow.
That's why he went to Alaska.
What's this? Loving the snow. He thought it was mashed potato. I'd look good next to this. So he'd escaped before in his most recent adventure. And the department who rescued Elvis Pigsley just shy of a year ago also responded to a call about a turkey trying to enter a convenience store.
What?
Turkey wandering into like Sainsbury's.
Hopefully not at Christmas.
Not in the frozen aisle.
Yeah.
Dave? That's horrible.
Pigsley!
What a great story. Elvis Pigsley, possibly the best name for a pig.
Do you know when they picked him up on the roadside? I heard this.
I heard it.
He just kept on chatting and chatting and chatting and chatting.
Yeah.
And they said, a little less conversation, more action, please.
Oh, Elvis stroke pig jokes. Right, LF System and Hungry. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, Wednesday. Radio Essex, LF System and Hungry. How you doing, Essex? Big Drive Home on till 6 tonight. Elvis Pigsley, we've established, is the greatest name for a pig ever. It's his little nickname.
Very good.
Just got us chatting in the office about nicknames. I had a mate who was a police officer. He's quite small. You know, like we've got our friend Wee Man.
Wee Man.
We call him Wee Man. We call him Wee Man because he's...
very short.
He's a Wee Man.
Yeah.
So, and I know a police officer from years ago who was quite small, and we used to call him Laptop.
Brilliant.
Because he's a small PC.
Yeah, that's very good.
And actually, he didn't know why he was called Laptop. He just thought it was something. One day he said, "Why am I called Laptop?" It's like, because you're a small PC. It's brilliant. I like that.
Very good.
It just got us talking in the studio about clever nicknames. Nicknames that you've got for somebody. So, Scott will call me Brooksy because it's my name. So it's not a clever nickname.
But, no, so... yeah, that's just the play. You know, and yeah. Lots of people call Brooks are called Brooksy.
You're called Boy Band because you're in a boy band.
You call me Boy Band. You're the only person that calls me Boy Band.
It's a great name, I think.
Robbo.
Brooksy and Boy Band, the big drive home. What do you reckon?
Oh, it does. It's got a ring to
Brooksy
it.
And Boy Band, I like that.
Robbo, I used to get called a bit because obviously Robinson, Robbo.
You don't like that, do you?
I don't.
Now, what is it you don't like?
I hate Scotty.
Scotty, that's the one. I wrote it down somewhere.
Yeah. Call him Scotty.
Hates Scotty.
Yeah, so I don't like that. Robbo, I don't mind, but I used to be called Spider.
Oh, why? So this sounds like a clever story. Yeah, why are you called Spider?
So I was called Spider when... it's quite bad, really. I was called Spider when I was younger because I used to play street hockey, which is on skates.
Yeah.
And my legs sort of don't look like they're attached to my body. They're quite, they flail out quite a little bit. So
right.
I look like Spider's leg. So I was called, my nickname when I played hockey was
That's
Spider.
That's a great name.
Yeah, but it did, yeah, Spider. But yeah, it didn't.
I remember once somebody called their friend, or introduced me as their friend, and said, we call this guy Cycle Path. And I remember thinking, what's the cycle path? The bit on the road where they got the picture of the bike, and that's a bit like a cycle lane. They went, yeah, it's called Cycle Path. And I didn't think anything of it. It was only when I saw my mate again about 2 weeks later, I went, why don't we call that person Cycle Path? And he went, it's a bit of an in-joke. We think he's a psychopath. So we call him Cycle Path.
That's clever.
And I was like, okay, good to know.
That is really
clever. Wish I'd known earlier. What about you, Tom?
Oh, I've never actually had a nickname.
We call you Producer. That must be a
nickname. Yeah.
It used to be your role, but now it is just your nickname.
Producer Tom. Have you not got a nickname?
No, I've never had a nickname.
Tom Thumb?
No.
Surely, like... Thomas the Tank Engine.
I mean, you always love a nickname.
His second name is really... I would call you Fenny.
Fenny.
Fenny's a good name. If you were a footballer, you'd be called, it's Dog Leash to Fenny.
Oh, he's missed.
That would be your nickname. Essex, if you've got anybody, so Alison just said, so glad you explained the laptop. I was confused. Small PC.
Small PC is genius.
Alison, thank you. 81400 with the word Essex in a funny message. Maybe you got a nickname for a mate, but it's got to have a reason behind it, like Spider, like the laptop. Julie's just come in. My husband used to be an electrician, and there was a guy they used to work with who was right near retirement, so they called him Jurassic Spark.
Britso.
See, that's perfect.
Yes. Brilliant. Well
it's
done.
That's exactly what we're looking for. Keep those coming in and we'll do some in a minute. Woo. It's Radio Essex. Jonas Blue off of Chelmsford. I keep forgetting that fact, and Mikey always says it. Mikey Faulkner at the weekend, whenever he plays Jonas Blue, he's always like, from Chelmsford. I think it's important to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Jonas Blue, Chelmsford. Nice. Made a lot of stuff in lockdown, bedroom, you know the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And do you reckon Daniel Bedingfield must be really gutted now? Because when Gotta Get Through This, when that song came out, it was really famous that he wrote it in his bedroom.
Now everyone's doing it. Yeah, everyone's done it. Everyone.
It's not important anymore.
No.
Talking about nicknames, if you've got a nickname and why have you got a nickname, we've got loads. Thank you very much for everybody that got in touch with us, including Jill, who says, hi, guys, my husband calls me Satnav because he says I guide him in life and he wouldn't be able to get there without me. Oh, that's beautiful.
I think it's because satnavs are annoying, Jill.
She said, I honestly could thump him when he calls me satnav in public. It's not the term of endearment I would choose. Chelmsford Cabby Vin says, afternoon, guys. We had end today five-a-side football tournament. One of our teammates turned up with a packet of Haribo. Between each game, he was eating the sweets, so he's now known as Haribo. Even people away from the team now call him Haribo.
Do you know, that's really weird. I've got a friend called Haribo. It won't be the same person, obviously. But...
same reason?
He just always got Harry Bowes.
There you go. Leanne says, we've got a friend called Tinman because he doesn't show his emotions very much and he now prefers everyone call him that instead of his actual name. Sometimes I get confused when someone says his actual name out loud and it takes me a minute to realise who we're talking about. So, Tinman, yeah. Let's do Alistair the Trucker. You got one for us.
Afternoon, gents. I got nicknamed in school Bombhead as my first day there. I had my hair all slicked back with gel, and by the end of the day, it was all over the place.
Nice.
And here we are 30-odd years later, and it's even in part of my email address.
Really?
Cheers, lads.
So you're just sending a business email, and you're like, you're applying for a job in, you know, somewhere high up.
What's your email address, mate?
Bombhead.
Truckerbombhead.
Bombhead193@gmail.com. Yeah. It's been bizarre. Alistair, thank you very much for that. Keep those coming in. Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me. It's the big drive home for Wednesday. 3:35. Hello. Thank you for having us on Essex. We're talking nicknames. If you've got a nickname for a mate and there's a story behind the nickname, that is what we're looking for. Brad in Mark's Tate says, hi, guys. We had a guy working in our office who shaved his head for Halloween to be the moon. Ever since, we've called him Moonhead.
Good. See, I like the ones in the story.
Who's going to that level? Halloween tomorrow, I'm going to shave my head.
What he's done, though, he's wanted to shave his head for a while, is what I believe. He's wanted to shave it, and he's used it as an excuse to shave his head.
Nice work, Moonhead. Big Pete the Trucker from Wakering, another trucker. We've had Alistair the Trucker, and now Big Pete the Trucker.
I think Alistair's the better trucker. I'm just putting it out there.
Why?
I don't know. No reason.
Is it because Big Pete used to give you so much of a hard time on the title?
It couldn't be that he's just called me Scotty on his text.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little bit of and I've seen them both do trucking, and he's a better
trucker. Yeah. Do you think they know each other? Because that's what you said off air.
Yeah, they're best mates. Pete the Trucker is really, really like striving to get to the levels of Alistair. But he's not quite got there because he's not a very good trucker.
So, what you're saying, Big Pete is like the, like a milk float level trucker, yeah. Alistair, Eddie Stobart.
And I reckon Big Pete's really, really little as well. Like, really, really little.
Let's hope so, for your sake. Big Pete says, afternoon, Brooksy and Scotty. Nice.
Nice one. Nice one, Little Pete.
I nicknamed a bloke at work Salad. Because no one really likes salad.
and then what I do have to do, Big Pete, is applaud that, because that one is my favourite. I love that.
Steve says, my nickname is Moa. Had it for 33 years. Went to school with long hair once, and then the next day it was cut short, and somebody said, wow, looks like you've had your hair cut with a lawnmower. Ever since, I've been called Moa. Basil and Chris, I like this one. I have a brother called Gary, who's a plumber. So we call him Super Gario.
That's brilliant.
Dan Oliver says, come on, Scott, I played hockey with you. Oh, you were talking about you used to play street hockey. The reason why people called you Spider is because your legs look like spider legs.
Yeah.
Because they're all over the place when you played street hockey. Dan, who you probably haven't spoke to since then, have you?
Oh, I've not seen Dan for years. Hello, Dan. And Bambi, he says more like Bambi.
He says, no, not Spider, more like Bambi.
Very good.
Wow, harsh. Chumps for Cabby Vince. Scott, it could be the same person as our Haribo who lives in Basildon, and his actual name is Rob.
I only know him as Haribo, but it could be him.
They're the best nicknames. If
he's
you don't
always
actually...
got... He's always got Haribo with him. He plays poker, if that means... If your mate Haribo plays poker, then we are talking about
the same guy. Keep those coming in. If you've got a nickname for one of your mates, and there's a reason why that person has that nickname, and it's a funny story, we'll have them. Tom Grennan, remind me, it's the big drive home. Wednesday, Chris and Scott, thank you for having us on. We're here till 6, talking about all sorts of things at the moment. We're in a conversation about nicknames you've been given or nicknames that you've given one of your mates or your partner, and there's a story behind the nickname.
Yeah, so I've got, you know this guy. I've got a friend, one of my best friends is called Rob Walsh, and I call him Gob Walsh because he's got a massive gob, and he never shuts up. So he's Gobber or Gob, or
Gobber,
yeah, Gobber, yeah, or the other name is Bulldozer. I call him Bulldozer all the time because he'll get the job done because he's Rob Walsh.
I see.
Gob, Gobber,
good stuff. Dobbo. He said, my kid's mum was called Phobia for ages because her name's Siobhan. And if you put that in a phone, predictive text says Phobia.
Excellent.
So we just called her Phobia. Vicky says, nicknames. My nickname is Builders. When I was a teenager, I worked for a close family friend. However, the jeans I wore were a little bit too tight. So every time I bent over, it looked like I had a Builder's bum. So now I'm just known as Builders. Love the show.
Excellent.
Says Vicky. Joanne in Heybridge, afternoon, chaps. My husband calls me Bluey for my blue eyes. Then he called me bluey when I developed a medical condition that meant I turned blue when I was cold or emotional. And then since we've been hosting Ukrainians, he calls me ooh blue duck because it means in Ukraine... somebody of questionable character, and he found this out all by himself. So he went, oh, it's got blue in it. I can call you that. Joanne in Heybridge, thank you very much for that. Let's go to the phones. Hello, Radio Essex.
Oh, hiya. We're talking about nicknames. Mm. My name's Chris, but my friend calls me Jerry.
Why do they call you Jerry?
Well, when we were on holiday, we went to Vietnam, and the sand there is very, very soft, and because the sands are so smooth. And when I fell down, I couldn't get up again. And one of the people that I was with said, oh, my God, look at you. You're like a geriatric. And ever since then, I've been Jerry.
They called you Jerry.
It's very clever. Yeah. I like that.
Thank you very much.
See you later, Jerry.
Okay.
See you later, Jerry.
See you then. Right. See you. Bye.
It's Radio Essex. It's a brand new tune from Zara Larsson. It's called You Can't Tame Her. I liked all the nicknames. Thank you very much for getting those in. Any favourites?
I mean, Salad was a good one, wasn't it?
It was. We called him Salad because no one likes salad.
That's really
good. Especially when he says it the first time, guys, it's been 2 years now. Why'd you call me Salad?
Well...
Everyone loves a salad.
It's really good.
Thank you very much for all of those. I think I liked... I thought the Tin Man one was clever because it actually said what I was thinking. When everyone, it was Leanne that said it, and we always call him Tin Man, but when somebody used his real name, like Dave or whatever, I was like, who are we talking about? They were like, Tin Man. It's like, oh, right, yeah.
That's like our Trev, isn't it?
Yeah, Trev.
We'll never say what his real name is, but that's not his name. So
that's our nickname for him, because he looks like a Trev.
He does look like a Trev.
Doesn't look like his actual name.
He doesn't at all.
In fact, I can't remember his real name. You have to keep reminding me every now and again.
I don't like people knowing his name.
Doesn't work. Right, coming up on 4 o'clock, Lewis Capaldi. What would I mean if Lewis Capaldi had a? It'd be Aldi, wouldn't it? Or Lido? No, you'd be clever, wouldn't you? You go, his name's Lido. Why'd you call him Lido? Because he's got Aldi in his name.
Do you know what I call Anthony Costa? And I genuinely call him it.
Coffee.
No, I call him Starbucks.
Ah, oh, there you go. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I called him Starbucks all the time. Like, I go, oh, Starbucks? And he goes, he hates it.
So that's a good one.
Yeah, Starbucks.
Lewis Capaldi, Forget Me coming up. Joel Corry, call him EastEnders.
Yeah, see, there you go. Works perfectly.
Why don't you call Joel Enders? EastEnders, isn't it? Joel Corry. with Ben, we'll get that on for you as well. On the big drive home.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
You had any nicknames?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me this.
What, because we were doing nicknames for an hour?
I had a really horrible one, actually.
Oh, go on.
I was called Pizza Face.
Oh.
That's really bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was called Pizza Face because I had really bad spots everywhere.
Do you know what, right? That's an awful nickname, but you have the last laugh because you haven't got a pizza face now.
You've got very clear skin.
Well, lovely skin.
Yep. When I bump into people in Edinburgh now, they're like, look at your skin. You're like, yeah.
There's not a blemish on there.
No. But yeah, really bad when I was a teenager. Really, really bad. It was on my neck and everything. So,
that's not a nice nickname. Have you got a nicer one? You know, just to lighten the mood.
What do we call you? I call you Shillinglaw, don't I?
Yeah. Handsome. Successful, all good.
Nice nickname.
Deluded.
Radio Essex, the hits music station.
That's his new nickname.
Drive home with Chris and Scott.
Right, Wednesday, big drive home. Let's do another hour of this. Lewis Capaldi is Forget Me.
Turn it up, sing it loud.
It's Radio Essex, Joel Corry and Ray with Beds. 4:10, big drive home for Wednesday. With Dominic nicknames, thank you for those, although Laura's saying Stevie the newsreader should be called Skinny Ant Middleton, because he is.
He does look like
a skinny Ant Middleton. Thank you very much, Laura. Right, coming up in about 5 minutes' time, we are going to do something that we'd like you to basically get involved in.
Yes. We've got to use the phone or the app, haven't you?
Yeah, we need to speak to you.
Yes. I'm excited about this. This sounds good.
So you don't need to ring yet. I mean, if you already know, you know, you trust the Chris and Scott process and you already know that I'm definitely want to be up for this, you can call now. We'll tell you in a minute what we need you to do and then you can make a phone call, get involved in the show. But I think you'll be blown away by what we have in store.
Yes, you will.
Stay by your phone. Meet me at midnight. Number you can write down if you want to get ready is 01702 45 50 60. You can dial through the app as well. I never knew that. I was today old when I realised that. Yes. I didn't know you could ring us from the app. We'll get Taylor Swift on. We'll do it next. Radio Essex, Taylor Swift and Lavender Haze. We've got a regular texter who texts the show. Her name's Holly. And she always puts on there Hollywood. And I always think it's funny because she's called Hollywood. But we're just doing nicknames. And she said, I don't warrant a nickname. My birth name is a joke enough. And here's my photo ID. And we've got a driving licence here. And her name is Holly Wood.
Yes, Hollywood.
That's the actual name. And I know she's getting married soon to an Edwards.
I think it's Edwards, yeah.
So it's still going to kind of be there anyway, because people go, oh, my God, you're called Holly Edwards. That's like Hollywood. And she'll be like, I'm actually Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's actually what my name was before. That's crazy. Right, something that we wanted to try and do. I feel really confident about this.
I'm confident.
We reckon we can work out which part of Essex you're in, so which town you're in. So let's just be real about it. If you live in Chalverden, we'd say Pitsy.
Yeah.
We're not going to get, like, individual...
We're not going to get Vange. We're going to say Pitsy or Basildon.
Yeah, exactly that. Yeah, so we're going to get a rough location. So if I said to Scott, where do you live? And you live near Pitsy. So if I said Basildon, you go, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
As opposed to Clacton.
Yes. Yes.
So Wickford, Billericay, Brentwood.
So all we're going to do is we're going to ask you one question.
We've got this question ready, and we think, and the question isn't where do you live, because that...
No, I think that'd ruin the game.
I live in Brentwood. You live in Brentwood.
Yeah!
Correct. It's one question. We think this question could actually pinpoint where you live. If you believe we can do that, or you want to challenge us to think you can't do that, we've got music to go with this. Living out in your town.
Hey!
You can call us and challenge us. We want to take as many calls as we can after the next couple of tunes, so probably after Freya Ridings. So get yourself on the phone. We can ring you back if you don't want to waste your phone bill, because it would be a waste, to be fair. 01702 45 50 60. If you've got the app, you can obviously just press the phone button on the app. I say obviously, I only realised about 10 minutes ago you could do this.
Yeah, you can call us from the app. Where you send a voice note and text, you can call the studio directly from the app.
Jordan's already on there. Stay there, Jordan. We're coming around to you in a second. And you, the 061, we're coming around to you as well. So 01702 45 50 60. Let's fill the switchboard up with callers and we'll go through them one by one. I reckon we'll be able to work out
where you live.
More if you bring us with a landline, that would help as well. No, you can use a mobile, that's fine. We'll see how well that goes in just a second. It's Radio Essex, Freya Ridings and Weekends. Freya Ridings on the JoJo Kinch show tonight. How is he getting all these pop stars on the show?
I don't know what he's
getting. Is he like Simon Cowell?
There's something going on.
There's literally every day, there's like another pop star wandering around the building. Who was in here the other day when we were coming in? Oh, Keane the Crow.
Yeah, just in here.
Wandering around, playing with his acoustic guitar out where the vending machine is. It was like, this is weird. He's like the friend of the stars, JoJo.
I know what's going on. He's only 12. It's unbelievable.
Joe's got Freya Ridings on the show tonight. The evening show starts at 6. Right, let's do this then. We reckon we know what town you live in just by asking you one question.
I'm excited for this.
Okay, so phones are ringing. We start then. Let's go to line 5. It should be Ty. Hello, Ty.
Yes.
Hey,
hello.
You well?
I'm very well, thank you.
Okay. Do you think we could do this? Are you convinced or are you unsure? Or do you think we're winding you up?
I'm sceptical, very sceptical.
Right,
Ty. That's not a problem, Ty.
You're the first person playing, so it's just one question. Everyone's going to get the same question. So, here we go. What is the chip shop? The chip shop in your town, the shop next to it, what is that shop?
Left or right?
Left or right, doesn't matter. Next to the chip shop where you live, what is the shop called? Or what is the shop?
It's a Vets.
Right, okay.
It's a Vets.
Well, that's an easy one.
Yes, definitely, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're going to write down what we think. Write down what we think it is, and we're going to pass it over to Tom, so it's completely transparent. Tom, that is what we think.
Yeah.
The town is that Ty lives in.
Ty, is your town Chelmsford?
Yes, it is.
Woo! I mean, that couldn't have been it. The Vets. I mean, everyone knows the Vets in Chelmsford. Brilliant.
I just think that's amazing. Well, how do you know that?
Because we've got powers.
I mean, we've lived in Essex for a very, very long time.
Yeah,
we've been to many places. And
many chip shops.
Yeah. So, excellent. 1 out of 1.
I can't believe that. I cannot believe you've been able to get that.
Ty, it's our pleasure. You do live in Chelmsford. If you ever forget, just give us a ring and we'll let you know.
Or go to the Vets if you've got an animal there. So.
Cheers, Ty. Let's go to line 4. Should be Sue. Hello, Sue.
Hello.
That was impressive, wasn't it?
Very. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for asking. So we're 100%. If we can get 100% all the way through this, I'll be made up.
Oh, do you know what?
How are you doing that?
It could have been a fluke. It could have been a fluke. Right, okay. So, Sue, we're going to ask you the very same question, right? So there'll be a chip shop in your town. What is the shop, left or right, doesn't matter. What is the shop or place building next to the chip shop in your town?
Yeah, you don't have to, it can be there. You don't have to tell us the name of the company. Just tell us what it is.
Okay. It's a Chinese.
No, that could be one of two, though. So,
no, it's not.
No, I know. Yes. Right, okay.
Here you go, Tom.
Sue.
Yeah.
Is your town Holbridge?
How many did you get? You know everywhere.
I tell you what.
We are Essex through and through.
You are. Oh, my God.
And we, as Chris said, we do love a chip shop.
We do love a chip shop.
And a cheeky Chinese in Holbridge. Very nice, that Chinese.
Yeah. Very good.
Sue, thank you for playing.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks, guys.
There's Sue in Holbridge.
In Holbridge.
In Holbridge. Let's go to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello there.
How you doing? Now, you must be thinking this is impossible for us to get 3 out of 3.
I don't think you can do it, no.
Okay, well, we're going to try. Chris, same question to you. Chip shop in your area. If you've got 2 or 3 chip shops, it doesn't matter. Just give us a shop next to a chip shop in your manor.
Right, it's a tanning shop.
Oh, it's an easy one.
I've got it. Straight away, don't even need...
Write that down. Straight
Tom,
to Tom.
Can you see that?
Quick as you like, yeah. Tom. Go for it. What is it?
Is it Rayleigh?
Yeah! Yay! Yay!
3 out of 3. We're on fire, Chris.
Chris does like that.
I need it.
Chris has actually been to that some
yeah, plate. And had chips afterwards.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Chris, thank you very much for that. Let's do 2 more while we're on a roll. John, how you doing, John?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
Good, not bad. Thank you, John. Same question to you. Chip shop in your local area, village, town, wherever. Could be any of the chip shops. Give me a shop next door to the chip shop.
Londis.
A Londis?
Well, hang on.
A Londis, yeah.
Okay. Just conferring now.
Right, so...
It's small.
Yeah,
it's small.
Yeah, but the problem I've got...
It's not a Chelmsford.
No, I think I know this one, but I can't spell it. I cannot spell it.
I know exactly which one you mean.
It will be that one. It's really...
Yeah.
Show me.
Rhymes with the football club.
Yes. Right.
This one.
John, are you in Tillingham?
Yeah. How'd you get that from Lundy?
Oh, Tillingham is brilliant. Oh, John, we got you. Music's run out. We got time for one more.
One more. Oh, my
one
God.
More.
Is there any way?
Line 1, hello. Is that Jordan?
Yes, hello, you all right?
Good, not bad. Our music's run out, so we're running out of time. But quickly then, a shop next to a chip shop in your area.
Oh, I've got a couple. I've got a Domino's.
That'll do. Domino's right next door to the chip shop.
Is it right next door?
Yeah, okay. Right next door to it, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've been there many a time.
Yeah.
Definitely. That is not far from where I live.
It's not far from where you live.
All right.
Okay. Here we go, Tom. What have I written down?
Langdon. Are you Langdon?
What?
Yeah.
Are you boys stalking me?
Yeah, a little bit of stalking going on there, Jordan. Yeah,
how did you get there?
You live in Langdon. It's a secret.
Did you enjoy your Domino's last Friday night?
I mean, how do you know that? Did you enjoy your fish and chips?
Definitely. Yeah. There you go, Jordan in Leyden. Thanks for playing, mate.
No worries, cheers.
It's Radio Essex. Ven B. Goddard and Messi in Heaven. Thank you for all your texts about our psychic capabilities.
It's
hard work. It gives me a headache off.
Yes. Yeah. Been a little bit faint now.
Donna from Rayleigh says, everyone tells you where they're from on the text, you pair of nutters. When people text in, they say where they're from. Wish I'd got through. Mine comes up with Rayleigh, but I've moved. We didn't ask people to text.
No.
They were phone calls. It was a phone call only. Didn't want text. It was on the phone and mobile phone numbers.
Nothing comes up.
We don't get any clues from there, Donna, but thank you. We think you used to live in Rayleigh.
Yeah, we used to live in Rayleigh, but you've moved now.
But yeah, so if you don't believe us, if somebody wants to call on 01702 45 50 60, withhold your number, do whatever you want to do, use your burner phone, whatever you want to do. Use your kid's phone if they've never rung the radio station before, so we don't have your name or anything like that, which we don't really do anyway. But if you want to try to do any, withhold your number and call us, we will still be able to do this.
Yeah, we're very, very, well, we're very confident.
We're on 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5.
100% record.
Yeah.
So if you've just tuned in, we'll work out where you live just with one question. And that question is, what's the shop next to the chip shop where you live? Or one of the chip shops where you live?
And that's it. I mean, you know, if you've got multiple chip shops, it's even more impressive. So, yeah,
because you can pick an obscure. You don't want to pick an obscure one because that makes it easier for
us. It really easy for us.
But if it's like a Sainsbury's or something, then makes it hard.
Does.
Get your calls in. It's Radio Essex, Miley Cyrus and Flowers. It's Chris and Scott. It's the big drive home for Wednesday, midway through the week. Surprised we've never shared our psychic capabilities on the show before. We've been doing the show for a while now.
Been saving it, haven't we?
Yeah, saving it for today.
Well, and also making sure that we're really good at it for this moment.
And we're on 100% record at the moment. We can work out what your town is just by asking you one question. And we have done this 5 times now and it's worked. We've had a lot of people quite sceptical.
Yes.
There's somebody that says, what's happening is while you two deliberate, and Tom is then typing away and getting the answer really quickly. I don't know if anyone's met Tom. That's not happening.
It's not happening.
So what we're doing, we're going to bypass you, Tom. We're just going to go straight with the answer. All right. Yeah. Okay, Kylie has called. Hi, Kylie. Oh, that's you there. Sorry. Kylie, hello.
Hello.
I just want to tell everyone, because you've actually withheld your number, haven't you?
I have, yes.
So I literally know nothing apart from the fact your name's Kylie and you've been on the phone for 8 minutes and 11 seconds. That's all I know.
Just been sitting there on hold listening to the music.
Yeah, so that's all we know from you, and I am ready to ask you the question. Are you impressed with what we're doing, Kylie?
I'm very impressed, yes. Okay. It'll be good to know if you can do this with a withheld number.
Okay, we need to know a shop, either left or right, next to the chip shop where you live. It could be any of the chip shops in your town or village or city or whatever.
It's a hardware store.
It's a hardware store?
Yes.
It could be that.
Yeah.
Or that.
That one.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm convinced.
Okay, so, Kylie.
Yep.
Do you live in Rayleigh?
You do live in Rayleigh, don't you?
Really, that hardware store's really good, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Oh, you juggled me.
Are you impressed?
New skills. I'm very impressed. New skills.
Yeah, it's good skills. We got skills. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Kylie.
In Rayleigh. There you go. So we've had Rayleigh twice.
Yeah.
Weird. Right, let's go to line two. This is Linda. Hello, Linda.
Evening, hello.
How are you doing, all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Really good.
Good. And I can confirm I can see your phone number, but it's a mobile number, so it doesn't help me at all, so there's no trickery there. You've not spoken to anyone before. We got you on. You're on hold. You've been on hold. You didn't text. You've not yet. Yeah, okay, so just want to make sure everyone gets how impressive this actually is.
Right, okay, so this is for, this will be 7 out of 7.
It would be.
So, the same question. So, a chippy in your town, left or right?
What's next?
What is next to it?
Left or right? So right, just houses.
Houses?
Just houses.
Oh, you're sneaky.
Right.
You are sneaky.
No, but...
Sneaky. We're going to call you Sneaky Linda from now on.
Right, okay. So, if it's houses, I'm going to try and be double clever
here.
Go on,
I know what you're going to do here.
Okay. Is there a Chinese next to the other side? Is it called something like Phoenix?
Phoenix,
no,
China.
Right, there's no... Yes.
You
no,
live.
Absolutely spot on.
You
no
live
way.
In Rayleigh.
Yes, that is. Oh my God, that's so
do you know what I love about Rayleigh? So many chip shops.
So
I mean,
good.
There's chip shops everywhere in Rayleigh. You're in Rayleigh.
The residents are really nice.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're a bit dodgy, Linda.
You know them all now. Kylie.
I can't believe it. I'm so impressed.
Oh, mate. Well, thank you very much for playing.
They're welcome.
Cheers, Linda.
Linda and Rayleigh. Bye bye. There's Linda and Rayleigh. In other words, three Rayleighs.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
impressive.
We had, where is it? Chris from Rayleigh.
Rayleigh, yeah.
Kylie and Linda.
There you go. Big in Rayleigh.
Yeah.
Right, Tiesto, Tate McRae, 10:35. We'll bring this back next week. We'll do it again. We'll keep doing it to prove that we can do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
100% record.
It's called, we call it Your Town.
Yeah.
Right, Tiesto, Tate McRae, 10:35. Big Drive Home. It's Radio SXH, Ed Sheeran, My G. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Loads of you trying to work out how we are doing. There's no trick to this. We're psychics and we know which part of Essex you're in just by what's next door to your chip shop.
We've been practising this, to do this on the radio, for a long time.
Debs has said, location services, etc., can be displayed, etc. Very fun game. We've not got a special phone technology system in our studio that gives location services out. We've literally, in the last 2 days, only got our clock changed to the right time from when the clocks went back.
We're not
in that technology zone here.
Chris sometimes presses buttons and they don't work.
Yeah. So, Debs, I'm afraid that's not it. And actually, that's from the app. You've sent us a screenshot of Radio Essex and the app. But we're not asking people to app. It's only phoning.
People phoning
the radio station. Kylie, was it Kylie from, where did we, oh, Rayleigh.
Rayleigh,
next to the chip shop. She said that it was a hidden number. She hid a number.
Yeah.
There's no information on the screen.
And just by knowing it was the hardware shop, wasn't it, Kylie? Yeah, hardware shop next to the chippy.
We knew. Rayleigh. Kylie, thank you. Thank you for playing. We'll do that again another day. That's a bit of fun like that. Sam Smith on the way with Calvin Harris. Let's get on KSI as well. And I'm Day News and Travel next.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Stevie Shillinglaw. You having a good day?
It's not bad.
Good, good. You got a lot of love in the last bulletin.
Really?
Yeah, when we're doing nicknames, people go, who should just call himself sexy because he's got such a sexy voice?
Someone called you
a small Ant Middleton.
That's a long-running joke that comes from when I announced my departure and somebody wrote under the comments, if you'd ordered Ant Mish for Ant Middleton from Wish,
Stevie Shillinglaw would turn up.
It's very true.
It is true. And it is absolutely true.
We love the love you get, and we are still glad that you're back. How long have you been back?
Couple of weeks.
Yeah. It feels so normal, Stevie.
It does. I've started to clean the kitchen again.
Yeah. I noticed you whinging about the kitchen yesterday. I was like, oh, it's so nice.
Oh, it's like good old times.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody presses the intercom and I huff and puff. And back to normal.
Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Yeah, it's the winning team in the afternoon. A couple of chip shop psychics, a producer, Scottish newsreader, travel. I mean, I don't know what else you could want.
You wouldn't want anything else.
Sam Smith and Calvin Harris, did you just say?
Oh, yeah, we'll have that.
Let's get it on.
Are listening to Radio Essex.
M&EK, David Guetta, Galantis, Dam on Radio Essex. It's Wednesdays. Chris and Scott here till 6 tonight. And we did a little bit earlier about guessing. We're not guessing. We knew from, you know, psychic reasons where you're from just by what was next door to your chip shop. If you're just tuning in and you don't believe us, check out the podcast about, what time is the podcast going to be out tonight?
7.
7 o'clock tonight. This whole show we're doing now is podcasted at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes. Will this bit be on it?
Yeah.
This bit?
Yeah. How long? How?
I'm good. No, what's the real reason?
Have you got a team of people on this?
No, it's just me.
What, so this whole show that we've done between 3 and 6, you edit out all the songs and the adverts and the news and everything, and it's just the content?
Yeah.
And it's downloadable by 7?
Yes.
I find that hard to believe.
That is... I mean, I would almost go on to check at 7 and download it if it's there, just because you're amazed that...
If you've just tuned in, if you just go out of the office and you just tuned in, we were guessing where people live earlier just by what was next door to a chip shop.
Yeah.
Any chip
and
shop.
We're, what, and we're 7 out of 7?
We're on 7 out of 7. We are smashing this. Tillingham, by the way, where we did one of them was in Tillingham. That's in Kent. It's not even in Essex.
Yeah, in Kent.
We're smashing it out the park. So I mean, if you missed
James, here, just for example, I mean, like, this isn't even a chip shop, but I know exactly who he's talking about.
All right, boys, I have a good one. Someone from X Factor lived here. That's a quiz, though, isn't it? That's not psychic ability.
That's not psychic.
It's Ollie Murs,
It's definitely Ollie Murs, yeah.
And it's Whittam.
Whittam, yeah.
Yeah, so James, we
that's, sell us a chip shop.
I would have thought the chip shop thing was more impressive.
That is.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely. If you don't know what we're talking about, download the podcast at 7 o'clock tonight. You can get it wherever you get your podcast from. Just search for the Big Drive Home podcast. Every day we do this, Monday to Thursday. Every day, Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock, you can download the same day's show. All the fun bits.
You could listen to it twice.
It would be crazy if you did that, but we'd love that.
Yeah, we would love
we
that.
We would also love comments on the, especially on iTunes. It seems to work a lot on iTunes if you get comments. It really, you want to help us out? You want to help out a couple of mates?
Yeah, we could get in the charts.
Could we?
I've never been in the charts.
Yeah.
Podcast charts.
You don't get excited about the podcast charts though, do you?
Yes.
You've had number ones with Queen the actual chart.
Okay. But I haven't had... massive podcast success. So
you have with me on the podcast. We're not allowed to mention. We were number 7 in Qatar.
Yes, we were. Don't talk about it. We didn't even say the A to Z of Men. Didn't even say it.
Yeah, he's right. Didn't mention it. And we didn't mention anybody's birthday as well. We're smashing this show.
We are doing so well.
Podcast download from 7 tonight. KSI Oliver Tree. It's Radio Essex. KSI Oliver Tree and Voices. Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. It's Chris and Scott. We're here till 6. Jojo tonight from 6. Freya Riding's on the show tonight. I mean, talk about... I thought I had pop star friends. Well, I have, obviously. But,
Who? Freya... Who?
What?
Who do you know?
What? Pop star?
Pop star friend.
Richie from 5?
Oh, I know.
Well, he's a mate of a mate.
I know him.
I know him from somebody else.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. Jojo's just hanging out with the biggest... Freya Riding's just popping in for a little chat about a new single, Weekends.
I mean, he's had so many people on now. He's pretty good. I've listened to a lot of his interviews. They're very, very good.
Friend of the stars.
Yeah. Jojo on the radio, friend of the stars.
He's on tonight from 6. Before that, we'll have to finish our show. That's where you come in. If you want to finish the show tonight, if you want to end the show for us tonight, here's Scott Robinson, one of my pop star friends, to tell you how to do that.
If you want to be the star of our show, because we can't get the guests, Joe gets them, what you need to do is you need to say... Wednesday. Completed it, mate. You need to do that via the app. It's very easy to do. Just send us a voice note. Wednesday. Completed it, mate.
That's all you need to say. Send those over to us via the app, and you could be the end of the show, star of the show, friends of stars at the end.
Person.
All right, 19 minutes after 5, travel coming up, and we'll also get on Ray and Escapism next. It's Radio Essex with Lizzo, To Be Loved. It's 5:30. Do you know what that means?
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Half an hour to 6.
That's what I thought you meant.
Jojo on the radio in half an hour. I mean, it's a half an hour warning. Ooh. Don't forget to listen. Woo. No, it means this.
Now, the A to Z of music.
It's Wednesday. You know what that means?
It's nearly my day off.
No. Oh. It means this.
Wednesday. Grooves.
So, grooves beginning with the letter B is what we're looking for on the A to Z of music. If you've just tuned in, you've never heard this before, just go along with it. Tell us.
Simple.
Tell us a group that begins with B that you think should go into the ultimate A to Z of music.
Backstreet Boys.
It's a good shout.
Blackstreet.
Brilliant shout.
Blink 182.
Blink 182.
Yes.
There's loads.
Bastille.
Very good. B, we're looking for groups beginning with B on the text 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well. There is no year limit, so we literally go. If loads of people say Beatles, it'll be Beatles. If you said Beach Boys, it will be any of those, but it'll be the ones that have the most amount of votes come through on the text and on the app right now. So get involved. Grab us on there, and you can grab us on the app as well. Which group do you think, beginning with B, should go forward to the ultimate A to Z of music? We are waiting for you. Sabrina Carpenter and Nonsense. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home with Nonsense every day between 3 and 6.
That should probably be our...
Should be our theme tune.
Yeah.
Okay. The A to Z of music. The letter B, we didn't get... No, did anyone say Beatles? No one.
No one said the Beatles.
That is... Unbelievable.
Crazy. For the 80s and the music. But we did get Bon Jovi. Alan and Whitten went for that.
And Bronski Beat.
Bronski Beat was in there as well. Bananarama came up a couple of times. Andrew from Westcliff, actually, I think, went for Bananarama.
Good evening, Chris and Scott. Good evening. It's Andrew the Auctioneer. I think you should definitely be looking at Bananarama. Groups beginning with B.
I like that. Thank you, Andrew. Didn't quite get enough votes. Angie, oh, yours is in there, Angie. John in Pennsylvania going for Blur or Boo Radley's. Blur's another one I thought would have.
Yeah, Blur only got through. Like two votes.
182 Blink didn't get any, none.
No.
That's unbelievable.
Crazy. But not unbelievable when you hear who did get the votes.
Yes.
Song one. We're playing games with my Backstreet Boys.
It's the Backstreet Boys with their best song ever.
So quit playing games. If you want to put the Backstreet Boys through to the A to Z of music for the letter B, get your votes in now. Put Backstreet on your text, on the app. Start voting for this, and this song could play before 6 tonight. Or...
Oh, he's busted!
Charlie Simpson all over the news at the moment because of the Masked Singer, but then obviously remembering how good they were as well with tunes like this. So if you want to hear Busted just before 6 tonight, and we'll play this tune, put the word Busted in your message box and get it over to us on the text, on the app, and we'll play the winning song just before 6. Sam Ryder, Spaceman, 10 to 6. It's announced today Graham Norton is hosting the Eurovision. He's doing the old presenting.
Oh, he is doing it?
Yeah.
Not Ryland.
No, as in on the... Isn't he hosting the stage thing?
Yeah.
So Ryland's doing the bit in the box where they're going, oh, look at these guys.
I'm looking forward to that, yeah.
The bit we should be doing.
Yeah, we should be doing that.
Oh, can you imagine Chris and Scott doing Eurovision?
I'd love that more than anything in the world.
Because they let you just say anything, don't they? Graham Norton just says whatever he wants.
Hilarious. It's the same as this show. I reckon we'd get away with it.
I reckon we'd be allowed to do birthdays there.
I think it's
on Eurovision.
We'd be able to go.
We'd just go, happy birthday.
Yeah, we'd just be shouting happy birthday to everybody.
Don't look at me like that. That was not a birthday shout out.
I get called into meetings when you do.
Oh, that's it. Loads of paperwork.
So you're coming up with a big show. Oh, yep. Hang on, sorry, 2 seconds. Don't mention the Liverpool game because Liverpool fan. Don't mention the Liverpool game. Don't mention anything about football.
Go on, mate.
Yep. All good.
Good show last night.
It was a good show, yeah.
Yeah. It sounded like you were throwing things around. I don't know what that was.
It was upbeat until about 14 minutes past 8, I thought. Did you?
Don't mention football like we don't mention birthdays.
No, I won't. All right. You all right?
No, do you know what? I turned it off.
After 14 minutes, you thought we've won this.
I mean, no, to be fair, you probably shouldn't have football on while you're doing the show anyway.
We don't do anything about football.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3.
Yeah.
And it's live.
I don't know who that is. I don't know where it comes from.
I managed to prank Martin and C this morning.
How did that work?
Oh, I heard that.
So we did the 9 o'clock club last night, and I thought, I can't get used to two weeks in a row.
Sorry, what's the 9 o'clock club?
It's like a code for something. Don't worry about it. Okay. You wouldn't know. You're listening at 9 o'clock.
Has it got a fight club type thing?
Yeah. It's like an exclusive club. And, we managed to get Martin and Sue really confused this morning on the Peep Show.
Excellent.
When they asked for pictures of, I think they were asking pictures of dogs this morning.
Yes, it was dogs this morning.
And everyone was sending in garden
pictures
gnomes.
Of dogs on the Peep Show.
Why were they sending in garden gnomes?
Because I told them to.
Brilliant. The power of Jojo on the radio.
Can I hear that clip? Is that all right?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so that's what we're after.
What's up?
I'm enjoying the pictures of gnomes, which I know has got something to do with Joe, but I don't... I can't be totally sure why people are sending in pictures of gnomes on the Peep Show, but I know Joe's got something to do with this.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know. He's having a bit of a laugh on his show.
Oh, okay.
And he's up to something.
Gotcha. Okay. Right, so you can play at that game, you know.
Yeah, she sounds scary.
Sue sounds very, very impressed.
I have now hired a bodyguard 24/7.
Does she know where you live?
Yeah.
Well, she's asked me if what chip shops are in your area. She definitely knows where you live now.
I would do the coding. You're quite good on the computer, and change the coding for the fob so she can't get in the morning, because I would be scared.
I'd change your identity.
Yeah, I'm just going to run away.
Go call yourself Jojo on the radio. No one knows what that is.
It's inconspicuous, isn't it?
Tonight, you've got a big show. You've got your music. You've got your Hot 7 at 7. You've got your thing after 9. You've also got Freya Ridings on the show.
I do have Freya Ridings on the show.
What?
Yeah. I know. It's going to be all great.
She's the coolest person in the world. She did the song Castles.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was... Did I say this on the radio before, or was I telling you in the office?
I don't know, because you haven't said it yet.
In the office. So she went to a train station. You know when the train stations where they have a piano there and you can just wander up and play the piano?
Yeah.
She just wandered up and played her song while it was like number one in the charts, and people stopping going... That's actually her, I think. Because her voice is
all
so
people,
unique.
All people literally going, she's good.
You sound like her. Yeah, she's a legend.
Yeah.
Castles was a brilliant tune.
So is the one she got in now as well. Weekends. Yeah, I like that. It's a good song.
Freya Ridings on the show. All the hits with Jojo on the radio coming up after 6 tonight. Have a good show.
Thank you.
We need to end with the A to Z of Music's most requested song. We're on groups today. Letter B. No surprises between Busted and The Backstreet. Well, actually, was a surprise.
It was a little bit of a surprise, but it's a brilliant song.
It's a tune.
It's, of course, Backstreet Boys with Quit Playing Games.
We are going to quit playing games now and bust that in. and we'll do it again tomorrow from 3. Jojo on the radio next, and we'll end the show with an end of the show coming up.
Wednesday. Completed it, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.